Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's a simple question. Should I get the flu vaccine?
We can't tell whether the vaccine won't work or will just work less well.
Say what?
Robert Scott Bell.
The most common strain can't be prevented with a vaccination.
The vaccine won't work.
This mother from Southeast got her flu shot, yet here she sits, sick with flu.
Don't!
Robert Scott Bell.
They didn't guess that that was going to be the predominant virus.
The medical community tries to pick the most common viruses.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Have you noticed anything strange about your doctor? Does he seem happier than usual these days? Is he quick to prescribe drugs you think you might not need?
You know what? One more, actually.
Does his waiting room frequently feature surprisingly attractive, not sick-looking people? Well, that may be because your doctor's been taking pharmaceutical money. Pharmaceutical money takes many forms, from free lunches to speaking fees. Here's how it works. Money combines with the cash receptors in your doctor's wallet to create fast-acting financial relief, so your doctor can rest easy and enjoy life.
Imagine that. Is your doctor taking pharmaceutical money? Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, my friends. We have got a jam-packed show. Moments from now, we'll have Donna Gates, you know, the Body Ecology Diet. We love her so dearly. She's got the Healthy Gut Summit. It is going on right now, and yours truly, RSB, is involved today, along with Jeffrey Smith. We're going to give you an opportunity to sign up for free tonight and listen until hopefully midnight Pacific time, just so you can catch up to it, because it's in progress. Good stuff happening there. But that was John Oliver from his show on HBO. I don't even know what it's called, Super Don. Maybe you can chime in on that when you get to it. But it's kind of interesting that as much as there's a fervor and a fever to just kind of shut down your cognitive ability to think clearly on the vaccine issue, you can have liberal comedians coming on and going, hey, look, Big Pharma, not so good. They're buying off the doctors. But somehow on the vaccine issue, they don't get it. We've got Barbara Lowe Fisher coming from the National Vaccine Information Center to get us through all of that and the push for mandates. Will it backfire on Big Pharma? We'll see. Also, Ty Bollinger outside the box. We've got a lot to do there. And Sid Singer, who's going to join us as well, medical anthropologist. But this John Oliver thing's pretty interesting. And if you're not sure about if your doctor is taking pharmaceutical money, you should at least be sure about the side effects associated with it.
Common side effects of doctors taking money may include chronic overprescription, unusually heavy cash flow, dependency on free samples, inflammation of confidence, affluenza, and an increased tendency to suggest off-label prescriptions, which in turn can cause heart attack, stroke, loss of feeling in arms and legs, seizures, blurred vision, grinding of the teeth, temporary deafness, total blindness, numbness, sudden burst of rage, reduction of trust, angry erections lasting over 17 hours, and death.
Ouch! And you don't like those angry erections lasting 17 hours. The Pentagon has something to do with that. We'll get to that as well. The thing about this is, when you are consciously aware of the conflicts of interest when you walk into your doctor's office, at least maybe you can decide to use what they're good at. If you're looking for a diagnosis, for instance, what they are not good at is actually healing you. They are good at supplying many medications that might bankrupt you or might kill you. And in an emergency, to get on a drug and off a drug as soon as possible is the way it used to be. Now it's be on it forever. So do, before you rely on your doctor, ask your doctor these questions, because they're very important. The life you save may be your own.
Ask your doctor today if he's taking pharmaceutical company money. Then ask your doctor what the money is for. Ask your doctor if he's taken any money from the companies who make the drugs he just prescribed for you. Then ask yourself if you're satisfied with that answer. Pharmaceutical money. Ask your doctor if his taking it is right for you.
All right. Put on your thinking caps if they're not already. We've got someone who doesn't take pharmaceutical money. I would never have to ask her that question. Her name, Donna Gates, my good friend. Donna, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey. Hey there. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Donna, you're on. I don't know if you ever heard
okay,
that John
great.
Oliver clip, but that was unbelievable what he uncovered.
Yes, I love the side effects. They say, I was waiting for death to come up there.
Yeah, they finally threw it in at the end after the 17-hour erection.
Well, you know, that's what they do on TV all the time. They say, and it may cause death. And I think, oh, my God, who would take that? But obviously someone still does. They're selling a lot of money. They're
yeah,
making a lot of money selling this stuff.
Yeah, and you know the irony is? Most of the problems that people are taking drugs for are sourced back to imbalances in their, guess what, gut.
Gut. Exactly. The gut is really where everything starts, if you're going, you know, when things start to go wrong, it's also where you start when you want to fix anything that's wrong with you, and that's why we put the Healthy Gut Summit out.
Yeah, now we're in day three. For those of you who didn't take advantage and sign up when we had Donna on last time, there, you can still do that, but there's only a few more hours before you can't hear me until you want to buy the whole thing, which is going to be well worth it because the expert panel, we discussed a little bit about the crew that you gathered up, incredible expertise. And, Don, I'm already getting questions from today. People that have already listened to it are throwing questions at. They said they're enjoying it immensely.
Oh, we're getting tremendous feedback. I mean, well, first of all, it's all over the Internet. It is the largest summit anyone has ever held. And we have over 70,000 people listening right now. And then, so obviously, we're getting a lot of comments. They're all the same comments. Amazing, fascinating. This is helping me so much. Your talk today is on homeopathy. So how the summit works is that about four experts have an interview up there, and today you're on with Jeffrey Smith. He's the king of GMOs, and, mm-hmm. and you know, I was shocked when I hung up the phone after interviewing him. I had no idea. I mean, I knew GMOs were bad, and they affected the gut bacteria, but, oh, my gosh, his talk was just really frightening, but extraordinary, too. There's no question that GMOs are having a horrible effect on the gut bacteria, and for our future, it's awful. But then you come along and talk about homeopathy, and remember when we met at the autism, I mean, we have known each other forever, but mm-hmm. we were talking to each other at the Autism One conference, and you was telling me about the summit, and you said, well, you know, something about homeopathy in the gut, and they said, do you mean homeopathy can work for the gut? And he said, absolutely. So when I had no idea, and that was all I knew. And then we started talking on their interview, and you blew me away with how homeopathy is great for gut problems. So that was a mind blower. And then Stephen Olmsted, he's a medical doctor, and he's one of the top experts on biofilms. Those, you know, the reason we can't get over infections and gut problems is because these bacteria and fungus, yeast, and all form biofilms around themselves. They put like a castle wall around them, and you can't get into them with any kind of drug,
right.
antibiotic, and so on. But there is a way to dissolve them. I'll give you one clue. Fermented foods play a key. They're helpful, very helpful. But he talks about biofilms that will help you understand, you know, the mystery of why you seem to have this reoccurring infection that seems to go away and it comes back.
Right.
So it's just an amazing day. And so, and Dave Asprey, a lot of people know who he is. He talks about fats and collagen and even coffee, and because believe it or not, coffee can have a beneficial effect on the gut if you have the right genes for it. So that's a pretty fascinating, they're all fascinating interviews.
Well, my producer, Super Don, is hoping he's got the right genes. he's my coffee
producer.
Oh,
well, most of us are mutants, and we don't, but
mm-hmm.
that's okay. Most every, you know, gene that has a problem has a fix, too.
Yes. Well,
there is a gene that mm-hmm. called the 1A2 gene that if you have that variant, then you don't clear caffeine, and caffeine makes you very, very hyper. You never would want to have it toward bedtime. But, you know, for those people, they want to eat decaffeinated coffee.
Sure, sure. Of course, organic and clean as possible. And, you know, when we talked about at Autism One, I don't know if you're going to be back this year in May in Chicago. I'll be there as well. I mean,
me
a lot
too.
Of my focus.
I'll be back.
Oh, great. I'm so looking forward to seeing you there. Also, I'll be out in Los Angeles again for the Anaheim Expo West for the natural products industry.
Too.
Maybe we'll see you then in March.
Absolutely.
But the you know, when we got together again at the at Autism One last year, again, remember my story, of course, is homeopathy. That's what got me out of the mess. And over the years, I continue to learn and integrate things. I never hang my hat, like my mentor, never hung his hat and said, it's all over and there's nothing more to learn. And, you know, we tried to bring out some really interesting, intriguing things. And I've got even more that I'm going to be revealing at this Autism One. I can't even remember how much I revealed when we did the Healthy Gut Summit that's airing today. I'm glad everybody's loving it so much, and you love it as well, because I pour my heart and soul into this level of healing of the gut.
Well, just to answer this one question maybe for everybody is, one thing about homeopathy in the gut, because you really shocked me. I had no idea that it was a tool for a healthy gut.
Well,
remember,
yeah,
we said so much stuff. I'm sure neither one of us can remember all of it. But and by the way, this is why we hope people will purchase the summit, because there's not a single interview in there that you want to listen to one time only. Every single interview is an interview you're going to want to listen to over and over again, because they have amazing information. Doctors don't know this, especially the doctors that we were just talking about. Mm-hmm. They don't for sure know this, but
no.
It's extraordinary information put together here.
Yeah, and Super Don just blasted out the links on Facebook and Twitter. Also, if you go to the show notes today at robertscottbell.com, you can see there's a banner. Just click on the banner. It'll take you right there. You can download it. And even if you missed some of the days already, it's okay. You'll have an opportunity to purchase it, and it will be invaluable, because as we can heal the gut from every angle that we possibly need to, and there are a lot of angles we need to, it's going to transform your future today, not because you get lucky, but because you embrace these principal healers and the principal healing that we reveal, including some of the things on homeopathy, as you say, I let loose on with you for this event.
Well, a mutual friend of ours, Dr. John Hicks, is on Friday, I think, well, the 15th, whatever day that is. I've lost track of time these days. But Dr. John Hicks is talking about CBD in the gut. And I know you're a big fan of CBD.
Yeah.
I think we talk about it a little bit on the
I think so.
Too.
I think we touched on it a bit. But my goodness, love you so dearly, Donna. I appreciate you so much. You've impacted so many lives for the better. And I appreciate you stopping by to remind everybody to sign up for the Healthy Gut Summit this very moment.
Thank you very much, Robert. Thanks
you got
to
it.
On the Gut Summit, too.
All right, Healthy Gut Summit, it's going on. Sign up now. The links are up in the show notes. When we come back, we'll talk about a new name for chronic fatigue syndrome. Is it the same thing? Maybe we'll check with George Carlin.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver, because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Toilet paper became bathroom tissue. Sneakers became running shoes. False teeth became dental appliances. Medicine became medication. Information became directory assistance. And constipation became occasional irregularity.
What's in a name? And if you renamed chronic fatigue syndrome, would it be still as annoying and depressing to have? Super Don, you with me? I love that you got to throw in a George Carlin clip there. The way they just kind of change names and stuff.
Yes. God bless George Carlin, wherever he is right now. I miss that man. But he was the authority on pointing out the irony and the fallacy of the human race, and especially when it came to things like being politically correct and the euphemisms that have been thrown out there. And he goes on this bit talking about how going to the doctor is now a health maintenance organization, you know, and it's just... It's such great stuff, but yes, we get to introduce a new one today.
Yes.
Something that we've known as chronic fatigue syndrome now has a new name.
Right, and by the way, chronic fatigue syndrome, I mean, it wasn't long ago that the CDC said it wasn't real, it's all in your head, like they did with fibromyalgia. And then, you know, some have said, well, it's the adult version of the, what do they call the kissing disease, right? Remember that one in teenage years?
Mononucleosis?
Right, mononucleosis, right? So this mysterious and complicated illness, as I'm quoting from the article here, that has been called chronic fatigue syndrome, has a new definition and a new name. Get ready. Hold on to your hats. It's now called systemic exertion intolerance disease.
Hey, more syllables. I love it.
Right. All right. This is what I used to call people who were lazy. And no, I'm not accusing chronic fatigue syndrome sufferers of being lazy. I'm talking about if you just get away from chronic fatigue syndrome for a moment and listen to these words. Systemic exertion. Right? Sounds like exercise to me, doesn't it to you? Movement.
Right? Effort.
Intolerance. Well, what do you like doing less than moving and exercising, right? And now it's a disease. But the thing is, that's why I don't really like this name, because you could interpret it to mean, oh, well, these people with chronic fatigue syndrome are really not sick. They're just lazy. They just don't like to move. They don't like to exercise. So they pretend to be tired all the time, which is absolutely not the case, because I've addressed this in so many people over the many years that I've been doing this.
Right.
So what is the purpose? I mean, they say it's big news, but why did they hate the name chronic fatigue syndrome?
Well, can I throw my guess into the hat here?
Yes, please do.
As chronic fatigue syndrome, it was kind of the mysterious, gee, we really don't know what it is. It's kind of weird and strange, and we don't get it. Now, they can call it a disease, which means as a disease, it must need a cure, which therefore will result in some type of pharmaceutical, you know, messiah that will cure this, right?
Nailed it. Yeah, exactly. Nailed it. Now, their claim is not that, Super Don. They're saying, no, it's just because we thought chronic fatigue syndrome, it trivializes it, right? I'm thinking that what they've changed it to trivializes it. Because what was it? It was chronic fatigue. I mean, it was a lot more to it than that, but that was the big thing. You can't get out of bed. You just can't get things done. And, of course, it's a syndrome because they don't know what the heck it is. We know it's toxicological. We know it's symptomatic of deficiencies in minerals, burdens of mercury, and all of these things. So for them to rename it a disease, of course, it means, yes, indeed, it will be covered under some form of insurance, a scheme promoted by the federal government. And, of course, money will now go in to the promotion of a disease.
You know, that I got to say, though, I got to say,
for it anyway.
When you compare the U.S. to, like, the folks in Canada and the U.K., Canada and the United Kingdom, they came up with a far more impressive name. Do you see this? Mm-hmm. They changed, instead of systemic exertion intolerance disease.
Are you guys going to try and say this?
I'm going to say it. You ready?
Okay, you go for it.
I'll try not to hurt myself. All right.
Okay.
Myalgic encephalomyelitis. See, I blew it. Encephalomyelitis. Encephalomyelitis, yes.
Yeah.
Myalgic encephalomyelitis.
That at least sounds like something you don't want to have.
It sounds scary that way.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound funny, you know, like...
There is inflammation involved in that.
Yeah.
All right, well, keep listening, because we got a lot more to do. Barbara Lowe Fisher's going to join us. And I'm going to tell you, the vaccines that we talk about here are definitely linked to the development of whatever you want to now call chronic fatigue syndrome. No question in my mind. Of course, I'm coming at it from a different perspective. I'm not taking big pharma money, so I can speak freely about these things that our government officials who are on the pharmaceutical dole can't or won't. So stick around. Lots more healing to go. Barbara Lowe after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I feel like this hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show is a hug fest because I got to hug Donna Gates to open the show. Now I get to hug Barbara Lowe Fisher from the National Vaccine Information Center, NVIC.org. And, of course, the advocacy we've got linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. Barbara Lowe Fisher, you've been at this for so long, as have I, but even longer than I have. And I was saying off the air with you that I've never seen the fervor regarding the attempts to reverse the ability to exempt yourself from these so-called vaccine mandates. In all the years I've been covering this, this is like a whole nother level.
No question. I mean, 121 cases of measles identified in America in the first few months of 2015, out of a population of 320 million people, and it has come down to using that to try to take away all the non-medical exemptions in this country, leaving the doctors and government health officials in complete control over whether or not you are going to be able to select which vaccines that you give your, you know, you get yourself or you give your children, because this is not just about children anymore. The government policy is quickly becoming going to be applied to everyone in the society throughout their life, whether you're a child or whether you're an adult. This well-orchestrated campaign of fear targeting a minority of unvaccinated children is pitting citizen against citizen, and it's come to the point where we are now challenged to reflect on liberty and the very real threat to freedom of speech, thought, and conscience in America. It's a very dangerous situation.
Well, let me tell you how desperate they are, and we played some of these clips over the last week or so. A physician by the name of Rand Paul, and I've interviewed his father, Ron Paul, and he's always been a stalwart defender of liberty. Even as a physician, he's promoting vaccines, or he's a proponent, if you will. But he respected my right and respects to this day my right to say I don't want it for my children, for my family. And Rand Paul, also a proponent for using the vaccines, said his own children, he modified the schedule. This is the physician. This is not someone you could say didn't do his homework, or, you know, he's just somebody that doesn't know anything. And they were going after Rand Paul like he was a rabid anti-vaxxer, like they're trying to portray us all.
Yeah, I mean, this is really about the limitation. Are we going to have any limits on what public health officials and medical doctors can tell us to do with our bodies and the bodies of our children? This is a fundamental freedom issue. And I where it's going is, I mean, when I've seen the calls in the last week for imprisonment of parents who do not give their children every government-recommended vaccine, lawsuits against parents who don't follow government vaccine policy, there have been calls for censorship of all conversation about this. And it is so over the top, and it is so shocking. You know, I grew up in the 60s, and everybody questioned government policy. People were protesting, and people were questioning the wisdom of government policy. And now we've come to the point in this very authoritarian climate that we're in that we cannot ask questions or challenge government policy or make our own good choices about how we want to stay healthy, how our families want to stay healthy. I mean, this is just unprecedented.
Yeah, I called out Jon Stewart on the Comedy Central show that he does, or is retiring from now, about his not promotion of Nazi-like tactics. I did not call him a Nazi. I said it's Nazi-like tactics of pointing at the unclean, you know, wanting to somehow accuse them of a crime. And I thought from a Jewish heritage perspective, not a good idea. Ironic or coincidence, he's retiring now. But the point I also said was the moment something is declared to be unquestionable is the moment you want to start asking questions, and lots of them. And I have a feeling that on some level, this campaign is going to backfire badly on those who want to mandate vaccines for everybody.
You know, I hope that it will cause people to take a step back and see that when you have a climate of fear and intimidation and hate speech against a minority of citizens who want to, it's a growing minority, but it's still a minority of citizens who want to differ from government policy, who want to stay healthy in a different way. You know, this is not something that we should really be condoning, because we've always been a society where we have tolerated minorities. We have been against persecution of minorities and discrimination against minorities. And yet here it seems to be everyone is having a field day in demonizing people who are not conforming to government policy. You know, they're waving the science flag. You know, science is evolving. It is not static. There is, if you look at the medical literature, there's a great deal of disagreement in the medical literature, both about the scope of the risks attached to vaccination, as well now the effectiveness of vaccination when it comes to vaccine-acquired herd immunity actually giving long-lasting community immunity. The entire mandatory vaccination system rests on the idea of vaccine-acquired herd immunity. And,
what we're seeing
is failure of these vaccines to give long-lasting immunity.
So their argument then, Barbara, is that we need more than 94.5%. We need 99.5 or 100%. I think this is where they're pushing it. My question to you is, have you been able to reframe the debate? Because it's very difficult to argue with them on science. Not that we can't, but the fact is they're tone deaf. They're deaf completely to that argument. The question is, are you able to frame it in terms of freedom, or will they not even hear that debate, as you've been doing media for 4 weeks straight now?
I have, and I can tell you that I have not backed down and will not back down from defense of the informed consent principle. And at my organization, National Vaccine Information Center, for 33 years has defended the human right to informed consent to medical risk-taking, which means you have the right to be fully informed about the benefits and risks of a medical intervention or a pharmaceutical product like a vaccine, and be able to exercise a voluntary choice about whether or not to take that risk without being punished for the decision you make. This is a very important ethical principle to defend in our society.
Oh, yes. And yet yesterday, Barbara, amazingly enough, Mike Adams, our good buddy, found out that in the AMA's Code of Ethics, Code of Medical Ethics, they should be opposed to mandatory vaccination because they are fully for this fully informed consent. Although I don't know they're following it, but we published it yesterday as well.
Yes, that's been there for a while. It just hasn't been talked about a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, the first do no harm principle, the precautionary principle, and the informed consent principle, these are all, you know, very important principles to defend. If you go back in history and you look at in World War II, you know, part of the problem pre-World War II was that the public health community in the Third Reich joined with the government in sanctioning the persecution of minorities who were different from the majority, and they started a course with an ethnic minority, the Jewish mm-hmm. population, and then they expanded the minorities that were they considered to be a threat to society, to the health
or the,
and well-being
or the
of society.
Undesirables, which is again why I called out John Stewart about his dangerous language. Now, I defend freedom of speech, even if I disagree with it, but I wanted to call him out because I thought it was highly irresponsible to not recognize the ostracization or the scapegoating of these, a small minority. And we're talking about a minority overall, maybe 1% overall, although there are certain communities where you see a lot higher percentages relative to the general population. But still, it's a very small minority of minorities. And the defense of those minorities used to be, as you said, an American ideal, as was the concept of defending individual liberty against government tyranny, even when it comes under the guise of medical or science claims.
Oh, that's exactly right. And I think one of the things that's happening here is that we hear from parents who both have suffered vaccine reactions at the National Vaccine Information Center and have for 3 decades, but we're also hearing from an increasing number of parents who have very, very healthy, high-functioning children who have received fewer vaccines or no vaccines. And as it becomes more clear that the parents whose children have had fewer vaccines or no vaccines are much healthier and higher functioning, it is in stark contrast to a lot of highly vaccinated children who have immune and brain system dysfunction, really serious chronic inflammatory conditions, learning disabilities, ADHD, developmental delays, asthma, diabetes. You know, again, there is controversy, there is a debate in the scientific literature about why are we seeing so many chronic inflammatory diseases among our population?
Mm-hmm.
And it could well be that we are using too many vaccines in addition to not living healthy lifestyles with compromised food sources, environmental toxins, you know, not enough exercise, et cetera. But I don't think you can leave the tripling of the numbers of government-recommended vaccines in the last 3 decades off the table.
No.
When you're considering why are we all so chronically ill and disabled when it didn't used to be like this in America.
No, it's very important. Of course, I'm a minority of minorities as a homeopath. There are not many of us to go around anymore in America because we were wiped out after the Flexner Report in 20th century.
Yes.
but we're on the rebound. And natural medicine, integrative medicine, medical doctors that are also coming to our perspective. We've interviewed many over the years and even more recently, and those who have spoken out are being attacked as well. So it's a very interesting a game of war that they're playing on us for a desperate stranglehold, if you will, on their medical monopoly. And it starts with, as I've called it, the gateway drug to a lifelong dependence on pharmaceutical drugs is the vaccine.
I think you're exactly right. I think this is not about 121 cases of measles.
Not at all.
This is about something much, much bigger, including limiting the ability of the people to make healthcare choices that are not dictated by government and the pharmaceutical industry, as mm-hmm. well as doctors like homeopaths, naturopaths, chiropractic. There are many alternative, holistic healthcare professionals who mm-hmm. I think are going to be driven out of America if you set the precedent that people cannot make independent vaccine choices for themselves
right.
and their children.
Well, the power to withdraw your consent is a fundamental freedom endowed to you by that which created us all. And I would stand with Barbara Lo Fisher, as I do, in defense of that liberty that is yours and yours alone. Barbara, thank you so much. It's always good to have you on board here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right, everybody go to NVIC.org or NVICAdvocacy.org. We've got them linked up in the show notes so you can stand with all of us in defense of that health liberty.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Valentine's Day is coming soon. Guns80.com wanted to show you some lovin', so they stripped their profits to the bone, lowered their prices to $400 for their Ghost Day Art gift. Valentine's Day offer ends on the 15th, so don't delay. Return the love. Go to Guns80.com, order your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. No dealers, background checks, no hassles, delivered to your door. I call that love. Go to Guns80.com. That's 844-248-6780. Order now, Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS80.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're not going to fall for a banana in the tailpipe.
You're not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe?
It should be more natural, brother. It should flow out like this.
Look, man, I ain't falling for no banana in my tailpipe.
I still laugh at that scene. The banana in the tailpipe. Well, there's a story about a banana somewhere else, but it took a little while to figure it out. In fact, emergency service. We live in such a crazy paranoid culture. Maybe some of you could say, well, we have to now because since 9/11, you know, small children that are in their diapers could be terrorists. We've covered stories about new questioning observation techniques in England. Where else did we cover? There was another story out of UK. Was it Australia they were determining this or somewhere else, Superdon, where the kids were, trying to teach people how to, see if your kid's a terrorist or potentially could be one.
That was France.
Was it France? Okay, so the UK and France started this. There's also a story out of America. We'll get to that with Ty Bollinger. But this one's kind of weird. Emergency personnel and a bomb disposal expert have determined, get this, that a suspicious banana was hanging in a pine tree in Nebraska. What? A suspicious banana.
A suspicious
banana. Hello, 911. Yes, how can I help? We have an emergency. There's a suspicious banana hanging in the pine tree outside my window. Are you serious, sir? Yeah, no, it's suspicious. Please send somebody right away in Nebraska.
All right. So at least, listen, what happened was a utility worker spotted this device wrapped in yellow tape and attached to a wire on Tuesday morning, apparently in a pine tree. So they called 911. And police, firefighters, a bomb technician all came out and determined that the banana was not a bomb, but in fact was a prize that's hunted by people that do something called geocaching. Are you familiar with what that is?
I heard about that recently. It's like everybody's with their, I don't know, do they have to do it with a map or can they do it with a GPS?
It's with a GPS, and they go around, they have hidden objects and stuff, and so a geocacher goes around and finds these hidden objects or plants these hidden objects for other people to find. It's kind of like a treasure hunt type of thing, high tech.
Right, yeah. Well, I'm not going to fall for no banana in the pine tree. Trick again. Yeah, I'm just scratching my head on even on this one. I mean, yeah, I guess there's a lot of potassium in a banana. Potentially, could be a potassium bomb, right?
Like a fertilizer bomb with the banana type.
Right, but you know, it's just not. It's not going to wet. You ever try to light a banana on fire? It doesn't go over that well.
No.
I mean, and the thing is, if you're going to, you know, try to create havoc with a banana, don't you want to just kind of throw peels randomly on the... I'm not telling you to do that, but that would be much more dangerous than hanging it from a pine tree.
True.
I mean, who's going to flip on it up there?
As we saw Axel Foley, he, you know, I've never tried this, but I guess if you stick a banana in the tailpipe of a car, it'll cause the car to stall.
Yeah, and I don't know. I haven't tried it. Mythbusters, did they ever do that one?
I don't think so.
Get Grant Imahara, who tells us there are 19, not 17 ingredients in a McDonaldland French fry.
French fries, right.
And then we'll find out if the banana in the tailpipe trick actually works. Wow.
Oh, man.
Wow. Just wow. Hey, everybody, sign up for the Healthy Gut Summit. This is a big time. I'm getting tons of feedback already since I had Donna Gates on. The only people that don't like it, they don't like homeopaths. You know, that immediately is like a no, you know, okay, homeopath, no, I can't go there. It's like putting a banana in a tailpipe. I just can't go there. Can't listen to a homeopath. But other than that, everybody's been thrilled about the things we were revealing about healing the gut. And you know how I like to do? I like to put all of these pieces of the puzzle together for people so they can see it and go, oh, yeah, there's the light, right? And it's happening at the Healthy Gut Summit. So please support our friend Donna Gates. You'll help me out, too. Sign up for free. And go listen to it. And there's a link in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And even if you miss it, you could always buy it later, the whole series, because it's pretty phenomenal. That as well, say hello to our friend Dr. Daniel Newsom. I think we're going to get him on Friday again to get some more super earth energy going, understand more about the detox protocols and things we need to do. Now, a couple of the questions that came through pretty strong, and I've only got a quick second to tell you all about, hey, Robert, can I see you as a patient? Can I sign up? How can I consult with you? I have a healing ministry. I am a healing ministry. And this is it right here, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Submit your questions to me on the air by phone, 866-939-2355, or leave a message or put them up at robertscottbell.com. If there's a need, let me just tell you this. Spirit will communicate to me, just like it can communicate to anybody, and say, hey, this person needs a little more help. We'll reach out, okay? So that's that for this hour. Ty Bollinger, Outside the Box. We got to come in the next hour. No more bananas in the tailpipe. The power to heal is yours. Yes, it is.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.